I just want you to know that I'm sorry.
What's up, everyone?
What is going on, people?
Oh, not much. We just came back from vacation.
We did come back from vacation. We had a great time on vacation. This week, we're getting a little bit into a little gamesies. Yeah, a little red flag, or is it reasonable? We're going to sit here and argue our points. I think on some of them, I want to argue delusion. Delusionally. Like, you know, really fight to make it feel like it's right. Yeah. It's totally fucking wrong. So we're going to do a little bit of that.
We got Liz back.
We do have Liz
back.
I'm
here.
She feeling better.
Speaking of, I'm Val.
Jess.
Oh, obviously I'm Liz.
Hi, guys.
Because I think we forgot the past two episodes, but fuck it. You should know by now. So vacation was fun.
It was fun.
Liz did not. Hers didn't come.
We wanted her to come.
Fucking sell out. We missed you.
I'm sorry. I'm not a responsible adult like you guys are.
Oh, it's not.
It's about responsibility. I'm like, it was the exact opposite.
Well, I'm not a responsible adult. So okay. I can't have fun until I'm responsible.
All right, fine.
Well, I was just like to say it was a lot of fun and we missed you.
Well, I missed you guys too, but I got my own vacation because I house sat for Jess. Hello.
Yeah. This is true. This is very true. And it was also Jessica's 40th birthday.
40?
40. It happened.
The
old 40. In the back.
But
40.
Damn, bitch, you look good for 40.
Ain't that right?
Stop it.
Shit.
Day over. Girl. 17.
You're going to say this, then people are looking at my picture and be like, ooh.
Not at all.
She was so rode hard and put up with. No.
We went to, we got that Airbnb that we were talking about. Dude, that bitch was fucking phenomenal in person.
You know, like, you've ever, like, been somewhere where when you go to go back home, you literally don't have that. Like, okay, so when I normally go on vacation, anytime I come back, I always got that home sweet home when I walk in my door, right? Yeah. And I knew it while we were there. I kept saying it. I was like, I know when we leave here, I'm not going to have that feeling. And I did not. Mm-hmm. Like, yesterday, even though it was my birthday yesterday, I was like, bleh, all day long.
She was in funk.
I was. I didn't want to leave. Like, I'm like, it made it more like I already knew that that's where I want to eventually live.
Yeah.
And it just made it like kind of sealed in stone.
That, like, the pictures in the video, like, that they had on YouTube.
Do it no justice.
No justice, dude. Like, when you look at the videos, first of all, it looks smaller on video, but then you walk in and you realize how big these ceilings really are and how open it really is. It is massive inside. Massive.
Yeah. And it was almost 7,000 square foot of a house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was massive, like, all the way around. And it was cool because even though we had 18 people there, I'm going to be 100% honest, it didn't feel like there was 18 people in the house.
Not
like,
at all.
Because all the rooms were, like, all separated in, like, different spots from each other, that it kind of gave this feeling of, like, everybody had their own area in the same aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But the kitchen was amazing. Like, it had two sinks, two refrigerators, two dishwashers, like, two ovens. You know what I mean? Like, there was two of everything in the kitchen minus the stove. And it was, oh my God.
It was phenomenal.
And the pool.
And the springs that we went to.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Dude, when you go, so we went to Rock Springs, and Rock Springs is in Apopka. So Rock Springs, have you ever been to Wekiva?
Absolutely. I'm from Florida.
That's right. Okay. Have you been to Rock Springs?
Absolutely.
I love Rock Springs.
Okay. So we're all familiar now with Rock Springs. People who are not familiar with Rock Springs, it's amazing. So you go in there. And they have, like, the spring head, like, where the cave is. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that was amazing. So then you jump in, like, we all took turns, like, just literally fucking hauling ass in that water. Poo poo.
And
like,
you didn't right realize how deep it was either.
Right.
Until you went and I was like, oh shit. Like,
yeah.
It's deep.
It's really deep. So, we would all jump in and then we got on our inner tubes and we're going down cause it's like a self-propelled, like, lazy river type thing. And I know that it's called Rock Springs, right? But all of a sudden I'm going and we all, yes. And we all start going and I was like, oh shit.
But pause, when we first started, we didn't know that we had to go all the way out to go to where the cave was. Mm-hmm. So when we actually started, we started at the middle point where the swimming area is.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down and got in at that portion. So by that portion, it's literally just sand. It's sand. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like, of course, the mangroves on the side. And it's just clear all the way through. So we're just like, oh. And then it ended in, like, 2 minutes. And we're like, what the? This is the whole thing?
Yeah.
Like, this mm-hmm. is crazy. And then they're like, no, you got to walk all the way down there. Mm-hmm. So then by the time we got to the rocks, that was, yeah, everybody got bruised. Yep. Everybody yes. got bruised from that because it became the rapids. Mm-hmm. Nobody yeah. told us we were going to be on rapids on an inner tube.
I know. It was amazing.
I punched a fucking rock and, like, my thumb is now just starting to not be black and blue. Like, it was.
I know. Who else had the bruise on them? Was it Jeremiah or was
Jeremiah had a huge ass.
That's
like,
right.
With, like, road rash yes. bruise on his inner thigh where he ugh. Caught the rock.
He was trying to dodge Jonah, I yeah. think is what he said.
Yeah, and then Eric got his shin and his knee and his ankles on the rocks, too. Like, it was bad.
Rough,
man. It was bad going down the rock, that portion right there, because it's so shallow. Like, the rocks come up. Like, you literally have to, like, almost, like, lay flat in your inner tube and keep your ass out of the water as much as possible just so you don't hit those rocks.
I ended up just laying straight over my inner tube so nothing touched. And yeah. that's the only way that I didn't get hit with rocks.
Yeah.
Thomas showed me. He's like, dude, it's common sense. Just lay yeah. on top. And I was like, oh.
I sat in this inside the tube and I just kind of, like, leaned back and put my foot up and I didn't hit them. It was my hand because I was like, no, I'm going by the mangroves. I, like, panicked.
Dude, I have a video. I don't know if I posted it on Snapchat.
It was bad.
And I was like, do you guys want to see her panic? Because she does not like mangroves. Like, she does not like murky water.
I don't like murky water. It's right. not that I don't like mangroves. I don't like murky water I can't see completely to the bottom of. And everything we had watched beforehand was like, just stay away from the mangroves because mm-hmm. there are snapping turtles in there and that's where they hide. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like, so they're in there. It's where the fish are, like, sit in the mangroves because there's too much movement in the regular part of the water. Yeah. If there is, like, smaller alligators, like, they're normally in the mangroves. Right. Mm-hmm. So I, of course, was like, I am going to stay in the middle of the water. And this bitch kept trying to push me into the mangroves thinking it was funny. And I was like, I'm about to knock her out of her tube and drown her. Like, chloroform style again. We would have had a remake of, like, 2011. I would have been dunking your head underwater and I'd be like, you want to get bit by this?
It was funny.
It wasn't.
The sheer panic on her face when I was like, do you want to see her freak out? I literally pushed her towards the mangroves and I swear to God, her eyes bugged out of her head. Absolutely bugged out of her head. And she's like, you bitch. And she's trying to move away from it. It was funny. It was a good time. And so it rained, right? And I was like, damn, like, it's not going to be sunny on this trip. But do you know how calming that was?
We felt like we were in the rainforest the whole time.
Legit. Like, mm-hmm. with the rain just coming down, and, like,
you're hearing it in the trees because there's trees that just go over the springs and mm-hmm. shit. It was so pretty.
It was beautiful. Like, even though
it rained the
sunny,
whole time, there was no sun
whatsoever. Yeah, I mean, it rained over here too. So, yeah.
all day long, it did. It was funny though, Wednesday and Thursday, and gorgeous. even Friday, it didn't rain at all yeah. up there. Like, I take that back. It rained Wednesday.
But, like, an afternoon, like, a summer shower. Afternoon,
yeah. And then Sophia was in the pool and we're like, get out because it's about to start raining. And so she's standing there and she's like, I don't want to get out though. And we're like, you have to get out. So she's standing by the slider door and I'm like, you can't be at the, we're trying to tell you can't be out there because we're in summer, like, lightning capital. Okay. Get the fuck out. Like, come on inside. And as she's standing at the slider door, like, lightning strikes, like, I'm talking maybe a yard away from us.
Like, bro, not kidding.
Like, everybody jumped because it was so loud in the house because a big slider was open. And people are running downstairs like, what was that?
Yeah. Thank God, in time.
Yeah, she hauled ass in the house, though, real quick.
Oh, it was a great time.
It was. Really good time. We played pool and hang mm-hmm. out in the arcade and mm-hmm. fucking, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there was an arcade with skee ball, basketball. A golf game, a fishing game, like, it was pretty fucking dope.
Yeah,
I'm like, down they to start did a good job.
Yeah, so not that we're gonna sponsored have to be, or anything, but, you know, Element Vacation Homes for Orange County there.
Yeah,
they have it all. That's amazing. We went to the Great Escape. You guys can look it up online. That's really cool.
It was amazing. You're gonna have to be responsible next year, Liz.
I'll think about it.
No, you're gonna have to go. There's plenty of room.
Hey, if I get a better job, absolutely.
Or you can just start saving now.
You got a whole year.
You have a whole year.
Yeah.
Just start putting, like,
in a 4-year-old that's turning 4 and going 40.
Oh, him's birthday.
Him's birthday.
So, fun fact, as we're recording this today, 4 years ago today, Liz was heading to the hospital to give birth to Lucas.
Mm-hmm. No, the baby.
Happy birthday, Lucas.
He's happy 4 years old.
Him's just a little baby.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's just so cute.
Unless you ask him, and then he's a big boy.
He is a big boy. I'm a big boy.
Until he poops his pants.
That's fine. He can. He's allowed.
Can he? Or according to his dad, shits in the yard.
I mean...
Oh, my God.
Eric shits in the middle of the street.
Yeah. I'm going to be... Gotta go. You gotta go.
Exactly.
What?
Yes. I don't think any of us grow out of that. I pooped my pants before I had to poop so bad as an adult. He's allowed to poop his pants.
I mean, not all the time, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You could aim for a toilet occasionally here and there.
Well, I mean, whatever. I don't think we all do it. Accidents happen.
Accidents.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing?
No.
You guys say
nothing. Just your Grinch voice came out.
Oh.
But oh. What will I wear?
What? What?
7 o'clock. Wallow in self-pity.
7:15?
What is 7:15?
I don't remember.
Go on a date.
I've only seen the movie like 400 times and I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Like, we can quote the entire movie while we're watching it.
Yeah.
Date myself. Self on a date. That's it. I'm not going.
That's it. I'm not going.
I love, literally, and him's his little arch little back and his hands Ooh. Behind his back. Ah. I love it. Okay.
You want to start the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to ask the first question or you want me to?
Why?
I don't know. I was asking. It's a simple question.
I don't want to start.
All right. So.
You start.
Won't let you touch their phone, but says it's a privacy thing, not a trust thing.
Red flag.
Red flag. 100%.
Absolute red flag.
Yeah. I think we had a prime example.
Well, I was just going to say, I was like, is that like off the charts? Is that like off the.
Okay. Wait. We got to go back for a second because I got to tell you guys a story.
Okay. So here we go, people.
Okay. So one of. My daughters, right? She's dating this guy that's one of my other daughter's friends, right? Okay, his name, we'll just say his name is John.
Anthony.
Yeah, we're not giving a name. We're just gonna go with John. Okay, okay, we're not gonna give his real name. So John comes with us on the trip, right? And he gets to stay in his own room. We're like, yeah, we'll pay for it all because we ended up bringing 13 kids with us, okay? And he had spent time because his uncle had passed away. He was with his family over in Fort Myers for like 2 weeks, okay? When he came back, he was acting kind of like distant. With her, right? And was just acting like really funky, okay? So she was like, what is going on? Something just seems off with him. Something just seems weird, okay? Well, another one of their friends that came with on the trip as well, his name, we'll say his name is Ralph, okay? He, John and Ralph, that's what we're going with.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, he wrecked it, all right.
Oh, he did. So... So Ralph and John share a room together, right? They got the Moana themed like ocean room. Okay. Mm. So Ralph like right away comes out and tells one of my other daughters, like my oldest daughter and her boyfriend, that like there's some shit going on. Okay. And he doesn't know how to tell one of my younger daughters because of the fact that he's worried about like ruining the trip. And I had already said from the beginning, hey, listen, guys, there's gonna be no drama on this trip. We're not doing it. No fighting, no hollering, no screaming. Like, we're going to keep Hold it on. Cool.
Here's my thing. I feel like when I was thinking about drama, I was thinking about the kids, just their average. Oh, he said this and this one did this and da da da. I was like, well, that's in my mind. That was drama. What happened? I did not.
Think. Yeah, I didn't think it was that was going to happen. So
that was drama.
That was drama. So fucking. So I'm downstairs, right? We just finished cooking breakfast. And I was like, you know what? I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. So I go to run upstairs. As I'm coming upstairs, I notice that my oldest daughter and my stepson are in the room and I see them talking, right? And I'm like, oh, who's in there? So I walk into my stepson's room and I see that Ralph's sitting in there with my oldest daughter, my stepson, and him, right? And so I was like, what's going on, guys? And they're like, can you sit down? We need to talk to you. And I was like, oh boy, what's going on? And so they then go on to say that Ralph tells me that John had been, when he was over in Fort Myers, staying with his cousin, and his cousin's girlfriend hooked him up with one of her friends, and they had been fucking around the whole time, right? And says that he then showed Ralph a picture of the girl as he was laying on her ass. He had taken like a picture, okay? Now she was dressed, but like, you know what I mean? Like he was laying on her ass, right? And he's like, I just feel like we should tell her because I feel like that's not right. And I'm like, you're 100% right. We need to tell her. Now, the day before all this had happened, my youngest daughter, one of my younger daughters was like, I think I need to like just break up with him because he's just acting weird. And we're like, no, just chill.
Now,
like,
mind relax. You, I had a full on, and I didn't get to tell you the conversation, but mm-hmm. I had a full on conversation with her that night before while you were in the, while you were outside mm-hmm. having that conversation. And I was inside having a conversation with her for like an hour and a half about this whole situation.
Right.
I told her, I was like, I don't like the situation. I don't like how he's talking to you. Like, I can understand, you know, why he has his jealousy mm-hmm. because he's right in feeling that, because are we wrong?
Right. Because my daughter, and I call him my stepson. So he's my ex's son. And I've taken care of him since he was a baby. So he's just one of my kids. But he came with to the trip as well. That's one I'm calling my stepson. And him and one of my daughters seem to get along really well.
So, now let's
and
let's
I say my daughter. I say my daughter. She's one of my daughters that I've adopted. That's not grown up with him right. or known
so
him very long.
They're not related. Just no. so everyone knows yes. in any shape.
In Alabama.
I have a lot of kids that I call my kids. They're yes. that are not biologically mine.
She's you know how people collect cats? She collects bodies.
I do not. Wow, Jesus. I just she's taking a body kids snatcher. that are in bad situations and need a better home. That's all. So anyways, back to the story.
Mother Teresa.
So the whole time the day before, I was sitting defending him to an extent, like, listen, he just lost his uncle. He's going through a lot. Everybody handles death differently. He was close to his uncle. You don't know what he's going through. Like, you both kind of rushed into this relationship. So just give it a minute. Like, don't go like ending it yet. Especially, can you just wait till the trip's over? I don't want the drama. Okay, please. And so I made that statement the night before, right? So now when they tell me this shit, I'm like, all right, fuck that. I'm like, is she up? They're like, yeah, well, yeah, she's up. And I was like, call her in here. So as soon as she walked in, I was like, listen, I said, you know, you deserve better, right? And she's like, yeah. And I go, you know, you deserve someone that's going to treat you with respect and be honest with you and be open with you and not hiding their phone from you and doing all these things. Cause he always hides his phone from her and always says that, like,
is all the apps locked. Right. And shit.
Like, he would let her in his phone, but he would have like Snapchat locked and Instagram locked and Facebook locked and text messages locked where she couldn't get into
baby.
Any of those. Right. Okay.
Red flag.
Right. Red flag. 100%. So in this process, I tell her what happens and I go, so I'm giving you permission to tell him to go call his mom and tell him to get the fuck out of here and that his mom can come pick him up. And so she was like, bet. She walked in there and she's like, you can get the fuck out. She's like, I'm done. And he's like, what? What's going on? Why are you breaking up with me? Da-da-da-da. Starts freaking out, right?
Denying it.
What are you talking about? Right? And she's like, who's this girl that you're taking pictures of with you laying on her butt and da 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 da? Okay. And he's like, what are you talking about? That's a lie. That never happened. Da da da. And just starts going off, right? So then John now comes out of the room, and now this happens in the hallway between some of the bedrooms, right? Okay. So I'm standing in my stepson's room, right? Like at the room where you can't see the stairs downstairs. Ralph comes out and he's like, be a man, be real, be honest. Like, and now they're like literally like they're like spitting each other's mouths. They're so close as they're screaming at each other. Okay. And I'm letting it happen because I'm like, okay, just like, let's get it figured out real quick. Okay. And then Nevaeh, my oldest daughter jumps in. She steps in and she's now going at him too as well. So now you got,
don't piss her off.
Right.
And she's not the one.
No, she is not. Her and then Ralph, who are now going back and forth at John. Right. All of a sudden, Valerie hears all this and she comes up and she's like, hey, at the top of the stairs. And I was like, I peek my head around. I'm like, I got it. It's okay. And she's like, oops, sorry. So finally, everybody now is coming out of bedrooms. Valerie comes upstairs. Jeremiah and Bree come upstairs. Jackie and Thomas are coming out of the room and everybody's like, watching.
I'm like, everything in me wanted to go, like, I just wanted that to end.
Yeah.
I literally like I understood like getting it out, but like to an extent I was like, okay, this is bullshit. They're children. And I felt like in that moment, like, we're the adults, should we be like, hey, stop, like, it's enough,
right? You know, and what I mean? Knew like, that, but in that situation, like, the one thing like I've always tried to teach all the kids is like, stand up for yourself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? In any situation, if something's wrong, stand up for yourself. Like, I'll never get mad at you for fighting in a situation as long as it's not violent. You know what I mean? Even in that situation, if someone, sorry, I was pulling out the Jim Carrey on me. If someone pulls like and swings first, then you have my permission to swing back, but don't ever swing first. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, always defend yourself.
Yeah.
But in a situation where you know you're being wronged, stick up for yourself and allow other people to stick up for you as well, especially if they're around. And the fact that Ralph did that, like, I grew like so much respect for Ralph. Like, we kept telling him the whole time, we're like, you're the little real MVP in this situation.
Have you ever met Ralph?
I don't think you have. Well, yes, you have. Like, last year, he came around one of the times. I don't know if you'd remember him or not. Mm. But he's one of his friends. And anyways, so through all this, everybody was like, just show her your phone then. If you've got nothing to hide, show her your phone. If you want to sit here and say that Ralph's lying, then show us the phone. And so he was like holding the phone and he wouldn't give it to her. And he's like, see my phone. And she was like, you can hand me the phone. And then finally Valerie stepped in and she's like, if you have nothing to hide, you should be able to hand her phone and let her walk away with your phone. And you should have nothing to worry about. Okay. So finally he's like, and he hands her the phone. She right away Snapchat and she's going through everything. She ends up finding the picture. So
that was taken forever ago. I don't know how that got in there.
His first reaction was to grab his phone and then just silently walk away from everybody as soon as it happened. So he knew. He realized there was nothing he could say at that point. So he went to the room and started packing. And then everybody started falling to the room and started fighting. And then we had to like break it up at that point. We're like, no, we're not doing this now. We already figured out what it is. He's packing. He's calling his parents. They will come get him. We're done with this.
Mm-hmm. Did your oldest daughter's boyfriend step in?
Surprisingly, not really. No, he came upstairs. We brought him upstairs.
He was sleeping. Didn't hear any of this.
Right. Didn't hear anything. Yeah, he was dead asleep. So he came up and he was like, bro, what's going on? You know what I mean? So he was quite quiet through it. He was more of the peacemaker in the situation, thought it was messed up. He ended up being the one to drive him to the gate because in the neighborhood, like, you, it's not only is it man guard gated, but it also has like where you put like your QR code to get in and like you're being recorded and watched. And if you don't get that QR code in quick enough, the guard will answer. So you're not allowed in if you don't have a pass to come in. So his mom couldn't even come through the gate to get him. So, my oldest daughter's son or boyfriend had to drive him to the gate. So afterwards, but yeah, he stayed up in the room the whole time. I felt like it was like we're on a TV show and he had just got voted off the island because as soon as all that happened, he stayed in the room the whole time, silent, had his stuff packed and waited until we all went out to the pool.
We were having a good time. It was literally the tension. You could have cut it with a knife before all this too, by the way.
Yeesh.
Like there, you could, it was palpable. And those two were riding in my car on the way up there. And I'm like, oh my God. You know, and I could tell like he was just being distant.
Even at Disney Springs, it was weird because we went to Disney Springs at night and she's sitting there like, what is going on? And he's like following other girls around that are wearing short little dresses. Like he would spot them and then he would like take off. So and to further my thought, I still think that my daughter and my stepson, my daughter, one of my, you know, adopted daughters, my stepson have a little bit of like a crush going on.
But we said that back
right?
in.
Well, here's the funny part of the whole story, which I haven't even got a chance to tell you. So this all happens and right away he's defending her the whole time, right? Like, he's like, he's bodyguarding her the whole time and he's short as hell, right? And he's like, yeah, you ain't getting near. And he's like doing this to her, like as he's leaving, right? Like all of it, right? This morning I'm getting dressed and I'm in the closet and he like busts through the door and he's like, hey, just want to let you know I just broke up my girlfriend. And I go, bro, what?
What?
And I go, why? And he goes, she broke one of my rules. So, and I heard that if she broke like another one of the rules again of like their promises to each other that he was done. And he goes, and she did that. And I go, like that? Just like that? Like you're done? Like I'm so confused. And I was like, And then he goes, stop. And then he just walked out of the room.
Wait a minute. What was the rule?
So she had like a whole bunch of rules for him, right? Of like, he wasn't allowed to go to a park because he likes to get in fights with kids, right? And so I guess the park by his house where he's at, when he's at his mom's house, he was getting in fights with these guys right there that were like, they're douchebag kids, right? And he's the type, like, I'm going to defend anybody and everybody who needs to be defended, right?
He's a good kid.
Right. And so he was getting in a lot of fights. Well, she made him promise that it was going to be a rule that he was not allowed to go back to the park. To go to the park that's by the house because of it, right? And he goes, well, if that's the case, then you have to promise me you won't go. And then one of the friends took a picture of her at the park today, I guess, this morning. And she said she was at home or whatever. And so he's like, oh, you broke that rule. So I think, honestly, I don't think it was that big of a deal.
He was looking for a reason.
He was looking for an out.
Yeah,
he was looking
he's
for
like,
an out.
He's like, space and opportunity, fucking yeah. bet.
No, yeah. right. Damn.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, he texted me yesterday. He said, my girlfriend said this. Because I was upset because when you were outside having that conversation, the kids were all playing pool.
Right.
Right. And no one was on their phones. And we talked about this on vacation. Like, no one was on their phones. Like, everyone was just literally living present in the moment.
And in the moment.
Yes. And it was amazing, right? So she's calling him. He silences it because he's literally mid-shot, okay? She calls back right away. He silences it again. She then texted one of the younger daughters and said, be for real.
Is he cheating on me?
No. What did she say?
She did that too.
Be for real. Is he ignoring my calls to her? So then I said, give me the phone. Okay. So then I messaged back. I said, hey, this is Val. This is his aunt. He's in the middle of playing pool right now. I'll have him call you when he's done. She then keeps going. She says something. I don't remember exactly what she said, but I was like, we're having family time. Just be respectful of that. He'll get back to you. She then, all of a sudden, we hear his snap go ding, 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 ding. I mean, she's blowing him up.
Right. And then okay? She starts calling and texting and messaging my older daughter.
Yes.
And then the younger daughter. Yep. And they're like going back and forth. And she's like literally blowing everybody up about
like
it.
Like has to have tabs. Time. Like mm-hmm. like every single move right. that he's making.
And he's not allowed to. Like, and that was the whole thing. And not that we told him he couldn't be on his phone. You know what I mean? Like, we understood he was Nicole's girlfriend. Okay. Yeah. But his girlfriend's a type that, like, even if he's in the room and my youngest daughter is in the room with him, he has to leave the room because his girlfriend won't speak to him unless he's 100% by himself. So anytime he has to literally, like, recluse himself just to talk to her on the phone. Well, that whole trip, nobody wanted to recluse. Like, everybody was just hanging out. Like, literally, I think outside of, like, bedtime and when we'd first wake up in the morning, like, some would hang out in the room for a little bit. But outside of that, everybody was out of the rooms, hanging yep. out, spending time together, doing that kind of stuff, playing pool, playing in the arcade, playing in the pool, doing the bocce ball, tanning, listening to music, dancing, watching movies, whatever it was. Like, mm-hmm. we were always doing something.
Right.
So in that situation, she was just blowing him up the whole time.
So then I take his phone. Do I take his phone? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm still on the youngest daughter's phone, or the middle daughter.
Yeah.
I'm still on her phone and I write and I said, hey, I hear you blowing up his phone. I just told you what he was doing, you know, and she was just like, oh, okay, sorry. And I was like, it's just, to me, it's disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. Right.
So he texted me yesterday and he said, hey, I just want to let you know that my girlfriend said this to me. She was like, I'm sorry, spamming you. I'm sorry for spamming you when y'all were on vacation. I didn't mean to bring any disrespect at all. And I hope the best. I really care about his family and I want to be respectful as possible as I can. So I hope that you can forgive me and that we can move past that. And I was like, tell her, I said, absolutely. I forgive that. I just don't like how she got, but thank you for saying that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Cause I just think that's psychotic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she does have, like, I will give her this, like, there is a lot of, like, family issues going on, and he's kind of been her rock this whole time, and she was, like, she confided in him for everything. So, in that situation, I think that because, like, her mom and dad have been fighting for custody for her mom lives, like, in one area, her dad lives in another, she, like, bounces between, but, like, her dad was going for full custody, so there's a lot of court stuff going on, and, like, her mom was abusive, you know what I mean? Like, there was just a lot of shit that was going on, and I think that she just, you know what I mean? Like, I think she just relied on him for it is what it came down to. And I think she just panicked herself too much when it came to that situation. But I mean, either way, it is what it is. But
yeah.
Anyways, crazy. On to the next question now that we kind of like really delved into that one.
Like literally 30 minutes into the freaking podcast and we talked about one question. I love this. Okay. So they call their ex their best friend and they vacation with them.
Okay, so I think that all depends.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me why.
Okay, do they have another spouse? Are they not? Because...
Okay, so regardless if they had a... Well, like spouse meaning husband, wife?
Or like a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the situation is, or are they still single?
Okay, they're single and they... Or... It can go either way.
I think it all depends on the situation. I think yeah. if you guys were friends beforehand and you're single
mm-hmm.
and you guys have found some common ground and realized like you both are just better off friends.
Yeah.
And you guys are still, again, single in that situation. I don't see that being a red flag per se because that's someone that you relied on and still consider your best friend. I would say if you're in a relationship, though, it may that would, to me, would be more of a red flag, because I have a hard time with being friends with your exes when you have someone else, because I feel like that introduces jealousy or insecurity or something like that. Agreed. It'd be one thing, like, if, like, this was, like, a long time, like, you know, you guys grew up together and you guys dated a long time ago and, like, you guys remain friends and they've got they're in a relationship and you get along with their other half and your half gets along with their half, whatever. You know, I mean, you guys are doing, like, double date style vacations and everybody's okay with it, sure. But outside of that, like, I would think that, like, that would be like me being like, yeah, I'm gonna go out with my ex-husband and we're gonna go on vacation together and Eric, you go ahead and stay home.
That's a no-go.
Oh, yeah, that's a fucking no-go.
Right.
So why would I no-go?
And am I going on vacation with them alone?
No.
You know what I mean? That's why I say that question to me is so, like, complex, because there's many different ways to look at that question. And it would depend on the situation. Do you agree? I mean, you're quiet. So I'm just trying to figure, like, what do you think? Like, where is your mind at with that? Go ahead.
So, without saying any names, it's the same situation as...
Who could say his name?
Yeah,
it's Brian.
I wasn't going to say him. I wasn't going to use that story.
Excuse me, what?
It's the same situation with her and her two oldest father. He still comes to... And hold on. They're exes. Right. They were married. Mm-hmm. And even though they have children together, they still celebrate holidays together. Birthdays together. He comes to the fair.
Used to. He came to the fair.
But still, they celebrated all that together no matter who she was with.
Right.
Right or wrong.
Right. But that was co-parenting.
Hold on.
No, I got it.
It's still situational though.
Right, absolutely.
Because you were still friends with him at some point. You still cared for him in a friendly way.
Right.
But they were still exes.
Yeah. I don't think that's a red flag at all.
I think that's just good co-parenting.
I agree.
Realizing, like, you love your kids enough that you're willing to get along with their parents so they can have a normal life.
But I'm just saying it's still a situation of an ex.
Yeah,
absolutely. Who's still in your life.
It is. I feel like that's a little bit different, though.
Right.
Like,
whenever you were talking to Dushknu down the road and we're still friends with Brian, was that different?
So I actually messaged Brian. Brian knew that I was talking to him. And I asked him to back off a little bit because I thought it was going to go somewhere delusionally. And he didn't, like, reach out the way that we talk now, because I told him, I was like, I want to respect that. And if it would have went farther, that would have had to been a conversation, but it didn't work out. You know what I mean? So it was one of those situations to where, like, I was respecting the fact that I was talking with someone and he understood that. I don't see anything wrong with that. But in the same aspect, I would have had to have a conversation that, like, I'm not ready. And I think that's why I need to reevaluate things, because I'm not ready to let him go yet. And that's not fair for anyone. So until I figure out what I want to do, because I don't want to fully let him go.
Right.
I don't want to be in a relationship with him, but I don't want to let him go.
But that's understandable. That's understandable.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have another question.
What?
Says my ex is crazy, but somehow all of their exes are crazy.
That's a fucking red flag.
Are you talking about my son's father?
Oh shit.
Yeah, no, that's, to me, that's 100% narcissistic, like, tendencies, because I'm sorry, what made them crazy is my question.
What is the common denominator in all of those relationships?
Right. Yeah, I think it's normal to have, like, a crazy ex.
For sure.
But when every last one of them was crazy, or even having a couple if you, like, were a serial dater. You know what I mean? But in that aspect, like, there are...
Serial.
Yeah. I think that there's I think it's muddy. It's muddy.
Yeah,
yes, but most 90% of the time, I'm going to say that if they're saying that all of their exes are crazy, it's 100% them.
Absolutely.
Because we all made the same face when you read the question. Like,
It just followed suit because we were talking about the ex situation. So I was like,
yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely not. That's a fucking red flag. Okay, what about this one? They say, I'm just focused on healing right now, but they still want to see you, like, every other day.
Bullshit.
Are they? Well, are they setting a boundary or are they keeping you on the hook, bro?
Keeping you on the fucking hook. That is the biggest...
world's biggest cop out that I am so fucking passionate about. It's not even fucking funny.
Listen,
to sit there and talk to somebody.
Say it. Hold on,
stop, girl. Let me fucking
hand
preach.
That Bible. Here she goes.
Madea is here, boy. Let me tell you, motherfucker. How are you gonna sit there and you're gonna hit me up? You bothered me. You came into my fucking life. You decided to say, "Hey, girl, how you doing? You look pretty. I like the way you bat your fucking eyes."
Hold on. Pause. Clearly, bat this your is fucking trauma eyes. For her. Yeah, we triggered something. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, his name is Daniel. Oh. I'm sure you all have met him. He's a fucking handyman who fucking jerks his dick more than anything around fucking Brevard County. You're welcome, Mom. I hope you're listening.
Wow.
He, listen, that was a whirlwind roller coaster of a fucking situationship that broke me more than my baby daddy did.
Usually it's situationship to do.
It was a situationship.
Good job.
Yeah. That was a mouthful and a half.
A situation.
A situationship. Jimmy Curry. Anyway, this motherfucker was at the house before we would even get home for fucking work.
Yeah.
He would be at the house cooking us dinner, hanging out with us, all up in my bed, you know, XYZ, hanging out with my son, watching Lucas while I went to a work dinner, you know, like doing all this shit. But I can't be in a relationship right now. Mm. I'm still healing from my ex-wife because I've been married 14 times to 16 different women. And I bring my 3 kids into it every fucking time. And then you let me get used to your fucking children because that's what people in relationships do, right? But I still can't be in a relationship with you because I'm not emotionally available. Or is that a cop-out because you just wanted to get your dick wet? Like, let's go ahead and talk about this. And let's also go ahead and talk about the fact that I've had these kind of exes, which is probably why I stuff my face in bush now. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, clearly I don't mean, like, literal bush.
Yeah, she does. She's just kidding. Like, she means she likes cooter.
I like cooter. You know why?
Fried
because
cooter.
Because females know what the fuck a female wants. I mean, I gotta sit there and be like, no, a little bit to the left. No, a little bit to the right. Go up. No, a little bit harder. Nah, bitch, you know where my fucking spot is. You know where how the fuck to reach it because you're a female yourself. Think about it.
Yeah. Speaking of, I had really good sex last night.
You know what? I'm having really good sex tonight, so let's go.
I love this for you. She likes cooter. It reminds me of fucking, what's it called? Oh my God, Forrest Gump. The shrimp. I thought of...
Bubba Gump?
Yeah, Bubba Gump.
Except... when you put cooter in there instead of shrimp, it sounds weird. Like bold cooter.
Right.
Cooter gumbo.
Cooter gumbo.
Watery
fried
cooter.
Fried cooter.
Shave cooter.
Cooter scampi. I don't like. I
cooter
like,
scampi.
Ew.
Cooter chowder.
Butter and garlic.
Ew. Could you?
It's like Lucas plug. No. Oh,
cooter Alfredo.
Cooter Alfredo.
Nice and creamy like mac and cheese.
That would be like a Manhattan cooter if she's on her period.
Is it red? Is it red or is it white?
Red.
All right, so
red Nick. I was waiting for it. I was like, is she stuttering? No, that's a song.
Blake Shelton, she forgives you. It's okay. It's fine.
Blake Shelton, she forgives you?
Yeah, Blake Shelton sings it.
No, I know, but it was just how she said it. She's like, Blake Shelton forgives you?
Yes. She forgives you.
Oh.
That's her stuttering.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She's dying. She wants to ask another question. I see it in her face. Ask it.
No, because it's like so totally like off topic now, right?
Why?
Because I'm just curious.
Okay.
Okay, so is setting an alarm every 10 minutes instead of waking up like a normal human being a red flag or reasonable?
Girl! You red and flag. Your fucking alarms.
You and your 25 alarms that it takes you, and then you don't wake offended. Up until the 40th one.
No, I've been getting better. I wake up to the second one now.
You say that every 6 months, and then you relapse.
Yeah, I know. Is it called exhaustion?
On vacation, I know. On vacation, the alarm was going off, and I heard it. And I was already up, like, packing the shit, and I hear it going off. And I walk upstairs, and I'm, like, shaking her, okay? Normally, I try to go, like, lightly, and she normally wakes up. Like, she used to be real bad, okay? But I'm like, Wife. And now I'm like pushing on her. And then I'm like doing this. I'm like rocking her back and forth. And then I.
That was when we were leaving.
Yeah.
It was because we didn't go to bed until almost like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Why, dude?
Because it was my birthday and everybody went to bed. And well, I say everybody. Me and Eric went in the hot tub. Jackie hung out with us. And then all the older kids came out and went in the hot tub with us. And Aww. We sat out there. Like it was like kind of like the last hurrah before we left. Like we just went and sat in the hot tub at night.
Oh. So. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Fair enough. We were just up really late. That's why. Now, if I stay up super fucking late, of course, I'm going to have to set 400 alarms and I'm going to wake up to the 17th one that goes off. but I've been getting better, but I still do that because it's like, I feel like I'm so, the reason I do it is because I feel like if I don't wake up to that first one, if they keep going at some point, I'm going to wake up because I change. I'm like, each alarm's a different sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So one of them's going to wake me up. One of them's going to be like, okay, hello. So that's why I do it. Because I just don't want to miss it. Or they
wake somebody else
up. Right. And then they'll come wake me up. Right. Exactly.
Yes. I don't think it's technically a red flag.
No, it's like your beige flag.
It's a tint of pink.
My poor girl.
It's like, you know, the first day of your period, like when it's just starting.
Why are we talking about periods?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh.
No. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right. So, what if they say that they're not good at talking about feelings but show up through actions, right? So are they emotionally avoidant or are they, is it like a love language mismatch?
Mm.
Which is tough because like I've had people who talk at me, but like in present, they are fully 100% engaged in it. Like in the conversation, being there present, like they do show through actions. I don't necessarily, for me, I don't think that's a red flag.
Okay, wait, pause though. Because what you just explained kind of like doesn't fall through with that. So yes, like if they're talking to you over text, you have people that talk at you instead of talking to you, right? But then in person, they know how to communicate.
Correct.
So that's not really that right there. I wouldn't say maybe it's a red flag. Maybe they're just not a big fan of texting and like, it's, you're just like text messages getting misconstrued of how something's being worded.
Yeah.
Because if they're engaging and they're fully like talking in person, they're able to communicate, then that's one thing. But if you have someone who, whether it's by text or by phone or in person, they don't communicate their feelings, but they're still like all lovey-dovey and like showing actions. But you know what I mean? Then I think that, I mean,
I feel like actions only go so far though.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because then you're always guessing what someone's fucking thinking or like, yeah, what's going on.
Maybe
like,
sometimes there's some people who don't know how to process their feelings.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I think this is the part where like, I think to an extent and especially us, I feel like we're very good at kind of depicting why we feel the way that we do, what we're feeling, how it's making us feel. Right. Some people just are not like that.
You're right.
So I think personally, and like, and if that's the case, if you are with someone, and that's why I put like, is it like a mismatch in love language? Because if you need someone who communicates like that, then that's not going to be someone for you.
Right. But that could just be also emotional unavailability too.
Explain.
I've been in relationships with people. My most recent last relationship that I was in for 2 years with someone, they didn't communicate worth shit at all. And at times he was like super lovey, super affectionate, super like everything seemed fine. But then when we go to talk about like any type of feelings, any type of communication, it would either start a fight or he would just completely shut down. And that relationship did not work. And it wasn't to me, it was not a love language miscommunication or mismatch. It was straight up just a red flag of he was emotionally unavailable and didn't really, you know what I'm saying, didn't know how to like actually be with me. So instead he would use the I can't communicate line too much in that situation, because I feel like anybody's capable of communicating, right? Even if they don't know how to like process their feelings in that moment, at some point everybody knows, you know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, yes. You know what's going on in your head or what's really wrong. Are you capable of actually speaking it out to someone?
Right.
That's what it's coming down to. Like, you know your feelings, but are you wanting to tell them your feelings? Is that a trust thing? Is that you don't want to communicate because you don't want to allow someone in? To me, that would be more of emotionally unavailable.
I agree. You made a valid point. I digress.
What do you think? Because I see you over there.
I mean, I was going to say something very rude and unhinged. So I probably should just keep my mouth shut.
Why?
Oh, I know what she was going to say.
I mean, she didn't have the parts that he wanted. So that's why he was emotionally unavailable.
I know. I think it just kind of, it can go either way, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think that's a valid argument.
All right. How about claims to be too real and uses being rude as a personality trait?
Abso-fucking-lutely not. Abso-fucking-lutely not.
What? What? Red flag or reasonable?
Red flag.
Really?
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
someone claims that they're too much to handle, right? Okay. But uses being rude as a personality trait. Like I can't be real with everybody because I'm being too real, everybody just calls me an asshole.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Right. 100%.
Like, how many times a day can we tell Pandy she looks like an ugly fucking gremlin? But it matters how you say it to her.
That's my dog, by the way. It's not an actual person.
Like, if you tell her you're DCF a fucking
don't come for me.
You know what I mean? You're an ugly fucking gremlin. But if you go, oh my God, little Penny, she's just an ugly fucking gremlin. What is she doing? She's still fucking wagging her tail.
All right. Yeah, but a dog's different.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah, because someone could be like, you're a piece of fucking shit. And say it, smile at you and be like, fuck you.
No,
you
know honestly, I mean? Like, if they were smiling and saying it like that, it makes me want to smack their face even
right,
more.
Because then I just feel like they're being condescending.
Yeah. Yeah.
Passive aggressive.
I work with one of those.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
Welcome to healthcare.
Yeah, no. I can't say anything just because I'm being rude. No, you're being a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. There's a point of being aggravated and being rude when you probably had enough of that person. But if that is the basis of your personality, of you just being a fucking asshole to people, and then want to sit there, oh, I can't speak my truth because I'm being rude or I'm too much, I think that that's a fucking cover up for a narcissistic fucking, you're a douchebag. Like, that's tendencies that I don't find attractive.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, especially when they say, oh, well, I can't say the truth because I'm just being nasty.
It's just a fucking victim complex.
It is a victim complex. That, no, that's 100% a red flag. It's gross and I don't like it.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
It does.
It gives her the ick.
It tracks. Okay. So what about if they ghosted? Okay. Hear me out. They ghosted. You guys were talking. They get into like a little thing. They come back with accountability. They want another chance. Is it growth or is it manipulation?
Manipulation.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing
Stop but. Stop singing. Tell me why.
It goes with it. It's a heartbreak and a mistake. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Like, honestly. Okay. So you've never been in a situation where somebody's been like, I'm not emotionally available. I need to go make peace with myself before I can be in a relationship with anybody else.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
She's and
I
don't want you about to wait. Daniel.
No, I Finch, Joe, you know what I mean? Like, well, let's go ahead and name drop everybody here. But
yeah,
in all reality.
Yes.
And then they go off, you know, and do gallivant around, do whatever they do.
Not the gallivant.
They gallivanted hard.
All right.
And then they came back and they were like, you know what? I need some rest now. Let's go back to where I know my safe place is. And okay. That happens to be you.
Okay.
And you, little miss, I just want to give everybody a chance because I just feel like people can change and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
I do believe that.
I believe that too.
To an extent.
Yeah, 100% to an extent. But you decide, you know what? Let's just give them one more chance. And then you go through the same fucking cycle. The same fucking heartbreak, the same fucking complexes, everything. And you bring in all the shit that you had before, all the issues you had in your previous relationship with them into the healing era. And then it just doesn't work out either way.
Or what if they still happen to be in a situation that they had to do something for themselves or their family and really did need to take time away? Yes, should they have said something? Absolutely. But what happens if they come back? They're like, listen, like, this is not what I wanted to happen. And I acknowledge it. And I really want to give you a chance to, or give me, I want you to give me a chance to prove that, like, I'm not like that.
I'd give you a chance.
Right.
But it would take some work.
So I don't think it's necessarily manipulation. It would be manipulation if they kept doing it, I feel. Right? What do you think?
No, I'm kind of in the middle on it because I can see how it can be like a red flag and manipulation in that aspect of like, it depends on how often they're doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what's the situation? I really truly feel like it can be a complex situation. Like I've been in situations before where I thought I was ready to move on and started talking to someone and then was like, maybe not.
Yeah.
And then like I backed out. Right. and maybe didn't handle it the best way when I backed out, like, where I like kind of started ghosting, and I was like, yeah, I'm just, you know, going through it, whatever, da 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 da, and then just like kind of like letting them off the hook, and they're like, yo, what the fuck. And then afterwards, once I'm now going, oh, I think I'm now ready,
yeah,
I've then reached back out before. So I think that in that situation, I think that it depends on the circumstance to me. Like, yes, it can absolutely be manipulation. It can just be like a, you're going to be like my second choice, and I'm going to first try to go for this because I like this option better, but then it not work and it'd be the same situation. So on that situation, I just think like it just kind of depends. You know what I mean?
I agree. I get that. I think that for me, I think taking accountability, if you're doing it again, I totally agree with you. I feel like if you keep doing it over and over again, like that's really fucking manipulative. But if you've done it once and you're really truly taking accountability and you can understand where that person is coming from and why they did what they did, and taking the right amount of accountability, because I've done that too. Like I've absolutely ghosted when I thought that I was ready to move on. And was it right? No. But I feel like if I were to circle back to that situation and take accountability and fix it, then that's a different story.
Mm, I agree. Okay, what about when someone gives you the silent treatment instead of explaining what's wrong?
Hey, God, that's a fucking red flag.
Hi, my name is Liz.
She's an avoidant.
That is me.
I hate that shit.
That's to me, and like, I'm going to just call it out. I think that's toxic behavior as fuck.
I never said I wasn't.
You know, like, I feel like going silent when someone's upset, usually it's probably something you're upset about, and going silent on that person and going like, and not giving an explanation of going, I'm upset by what you said. I don't like what you said. I'm trying to process through that. That would be a better way. Like, if you need to go silent, like, I need to process that and walk away. That's different. But going silent, that's just mean.
Is it though, or
tell me? I would love your perspective. Yes.
And it's gonna sound like a crutch, and I swear it's not. But that's how I was raised with my biological mom.
But you also have the ability to change what you've been parented.
You're right. You're right. But how much have you changed?
A lot.
Okay. That's you though.
But I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to say this to make it defensive, but I feel like it's like, that's mean. That's mean. Because you can easily go like, I don't like what you said, right? Let me take a minute to process that. Remember how we were talking, how you're like, not everything deserves a reaction? Mm-hmm. There are certain things that may have been said that causes you to like, want to go silent in that moment, which I totally get. But to go silent mid-argument on someone is stonewalling.
Oh, I don't do it mid-argument. Like, it'll just be something that'll, like, piss me off. And when the conversation's over, I go, okay.
I don't know if that's really the silent treatment, then.
Right. I don't think that's
like, silent treatment. The way I consider silent treatment, like, I grew up with, like, my grandmother, right? And she was, like, the queen of silent treatments. When I would piss her off or we would get, like, in an argument, she would straight up ignore me, like just walk away. Straight up ignore me, like, and it didn't even have to be like mid argument, because it'd be like the conversation was over, we'd walk away, and then like an hour or two later, I'd be like, "Hey, Grandma," and then she would just ignore me, and then I'd be like, "Do you want me to make dinner, or do you need help with something, or just any question after that point of that argument?" She would silent treatment me like no other, and it would drive me fucking batshit crazy.
It doesn't make you feel good, because then you're chasing,
right?
You know what I mean?
I feel like I had to chase for that. You know what I mean? Like, hello, hello, and then I'd be like trying to get in her face, like, hello, can you hear me? You know what I mean?
That's just rude. It's mean,
right?
It's just,
it felt mean. You know what I mean? That situation, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that can be a red flag. Like, I get why you do it sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like you do it to that extent, though. Like, I don't feel like you'll ignore someone if they're trying to talk to you.
No,
you
may be short and have an
attitude. Yeah, but that's not really that. I don't really consider it the silent treatment.
No, but like growing up with my mother, she did the same thing your grandmother did. And then if I tried to explain any emotion that I was having, mad hatter, happy, sad, all of the above. Mm-hmm. It was, shut the fuck up.
go to your room.
Yeah, no.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I was, you have to
keep your feelings suppressed. Mm-hmm. Keep your feelings suppressed.
Children are seen and not heard.
Yeah, I feel like that's completely different. That to me is 100% different feeling, like what you felt like you went through and stuff, and her just telling you shut the fuck up, like that's different than you just like straight out. Because since I've known you, I've never like watched you, like even when we got in like our fight and situation, like we both silent treatment to each other, of course, but we also both weren't trying to talk to each other,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, so I don't feel like that was the same as if I would have came up to you and said something to you, you would have responded, and vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a difference. I think there's a major difference in that.
I agree. But
yeah, I feel like that's a red flag as fuck, like when people do. Mm-hmm. It's toxic.
Absolutely.
That's what it comes down to, because you are literally like creating unnecessary tension and hurt in someone, because they feel like now, like, it almost is like a form of emotional abandonment.
It is.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
You physically are still there, but you're emotionally not, and you're ignoring them and making them, like, that's your way of punishing them.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah. I'm not down with it.
No, me either. What about if they vent to you about their life, like, constantly, but they never reciprocate in the same way?
That's a hard one.
Mm.
And I say it's hard, and the reason I think that that's a hard one is because I feel like there are people that are not, it falls down to, now you have to realize, like, not everybody has the same heart as me, right? Yeah. I'm the type that not only am I gonna like tell you about my day, but I'm also gonna like want to know about yours, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's common decency of what you would normally think, but a lot of people aren't wired that way. You know what I mean? I think it also comes down to, like, do they really care about you?
That's the root of how I feel about that question.
Right. Like, it's all going to break down to how much do they really care about? What are they trying to get from you? You know what I mean? Like, if it's family, or if it's just a dude, okay, then, like, they're, like, not doing that, and they're just, like, telling you about their day, their interest isn't 100% there for, like, an emotional-style connection.
Nope.
Maybe a physical, but not an emotional. They're just trying to give enough to get enough, if that makes sense.
That's, you know what I mean? True.
But outside of that, I don't know.
Yeah, no. I'm not down with
that. I don't think that's reasonable.
How about you?
No, absolutely not. You need to, like, you can't just talk at somebody. You need to, it's a two-way street to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I think I also get that, like, from my mother. Like, she'll talk to me about her fucking day all she wants. But as soon as it comes to me, boy,
I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Silent. She'll go, All right. Well, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. No.
Mm-mm.
I'm all set.
I feel like that falls also suit of, like, someone that doesn't apologize and then will, like, hours later just act like nothing happened and just everything's fine now. Like, let's not talk about it. Like, yep, we're on the move.
Yeah, no, it's fucked up. Some people just don't know how to people.
Some people don't know how to people.
No.
Did you have classes for that?
For who's taking them?
How to people?
Yeah.
How to be how to people 101.
Community. Yeah, no. People who need those classes aren't going to be the one to sign up for those classes. They think that they have no problems.
Hmm. That God complex is strong.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. There.
You want to be where?
At the beach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Okay, so I have a question.
What?
What about getting irrationally upset when someone walks too slowly in front of you?
Oh my God.
That's just the tism.
No, I don't think that's, I do that.
Do you really?
Yes.
Red flag, like, motherfucker.
Get out of my way.
Seriously, get the fuck out of my way. When you're walking too slow, you may not have somewhere to go, but I do. No, that's not your problem, but get the fuck out of my way. Mm-hmm. I don't like slow walkers. I don't like slow drivers. I don't like slow anything.
Really? I'm a slow walker compared to you guys. You guys walk like fucking speed racers.
I see.
Dude, I was getting fucking annoyed when we were going up to the Coca-Cola and you're like, brr, brr, like taking the fucking corners. And I'm like, God damn, bitch. Like, from behind, and people behind were saying something too. Where the fuck we go? Where's the fire? Right? Like, you literally were like all the way up this ramp, dude. I was. And then you're getting up there, and then they come to the door. Do you have any idea? We had to walk up here, and they're like, "Oh, we took the elevator." I heard there was an elevator, and I could have fucking. Oh God.
Okay, first and foremost. Okay, but that's like besides the point. Because listen, yes, I walk fast as fuck. Okay. Right? I know that I can walk fast, mm-hmm. right? That's just, I've always been that way. Working retail my whole life, especially when I worked at Sam's when I was younger, like it was a big place. We had to move quick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, especially when like we'd be up at the membership desk and like, I can't find something. I'd be like, give me a second. And I would have to my way out. You know what I mean? So I just got really good at walking really quick.
Yeah.
Okay. But I also don't get pissed when people walk slow in front of me. Like it doesn't bother me if it's like too much, like if I'm starting to be like, okay, I'll just go around them. But I don't get irrationally upset about it though.
Yeah, no, I go around, but I'm talking shit in my head the whole way. Why? I'm like, dude, what the, like you have nowhere to be.
Fucking Sunday walker.
No, here's my thing. It also, hold on, let me rephrase this. It also depends on where we're walking. If I'm in the mall and I'm enjoying myself and I'm on vacation, I don't give a fuck. You can walk as slow as you want to.
But if I'm
somewhere with purpose, like in the halls at work, mm-hmm. and you're walking like this in front of me, I have places to fucking be.
Or like when the transporters with the stretchers.
Mm.
Because they can only go so fast. You know what I mean? But.
Oh, I'm going to be like.
You are. Sometimes the bitches walk real fucking slow and you're like.
Yeah, I know.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, but hold on. I got another question then, because then it falls down to kind of the same one. What about like when people take too long? Like, okay. My biggest pet peeve is when I am in a checkout line and it's going slow and everybody has something to say. Mm-hmm. Like, I get pissed off by that. Like, when people are rude to, like, the checkout person because the line is long and everybody decided to come check out. Everybody's like, what the fuck? And there's, like, a whole bunch of registers open. Not just one. But, like, when there's a whole bunch of registers open and lines are packed and people are sitting there. Yeah, you're just an asshole. You're a fucking asshole, yeah. bro. Like, you came to a store. Like, if you were on a time crunch, you should have came earlier.
Agreed.
Like, I'm just saying, because there's a lot of times, like, you get, like, elderly people or you get people that just come in. And they're, you know, paying with WIC or they're paying with food stamps or they're paying with fucking 457 coupons. You know what I mean? Like, there's times you're going to have to wait and then you take it out on the cashier. You know what I mean? Like, half the time it's not even their fault. Like, yeah, sometimes it is. Sometimes there are slower cashiers out there that are rude as fuck. And yeah, okay, I've given them that to do before.
Yes.
Like, the ones, like, it drives me insane. This is my irrational one, right? Like, if I go to a cash register, right, and they don't even greet me, they don't say hi, they literally check out, don't even look at me, and they're like, quit, with the items, okay? And then they're like, they don't even look up at you, and then they tell you your total.
Yep.
And then I'm like, I'm silent, and I'm like, okay, and I, like, take care of it, and as I go to walk, I'm like, have a good day, bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because I get pissed off in that situation, and I think it's just because I've literally been in customer service since I was fucking 15 years old.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I have a hard time with that.
I had this situation happen to me at Publix a couple weeks ago, and there's always this one guy that works at the register. He's just rude, okay? He was bagging that day, and there was a different lady on the register. I come up. I put my stuff down. She's ringing my stuff up. You can tell that she was trying to maybe end the conversation. At first, I thought that, mm-hmm. but then that wasn't the conversation, or that wasn't the situation. They were having a conversation amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
As she was ringing my stuff up, he was bagging. Neither of them looked at me. Neither of them. Now, this is Publix.
Right. Well, okay? You have to.
Right. So I'm like, dude, what the hell? So they're talking amongst themselves or whatever. And then she goes to tell me my total. And I said, thank you. I got it. I can see it. Okay. Now, at this point, I'm being rude. You know, I can't hold my tongue. Well, I can't. I choose not to hold my tongue. So he puts the stuff in the cart. And she goes to say, have a good day. And I said, great conversation. Thank you for asking me how my day was. I hope your day is better. And just so you know, next time when you want to have a conversation amongst yourselves, you should probably acknowledge your customers. And I took my shit and I walked out.
Oof.
I was pissed. You don't do that. Like, and especially, like, I hate to say it, but like, I'm like, I go to Publix. Well, I love Publix, but I also love their customer service. Like, right.
They do normally have amazing customer service.
Yes.
Like Chick-fil-A.
Exactly. You know, and so, like, I go there not only for, like, the quality of stuff that they have, but it's also the experience of going to Publix over a Walmart. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You get what you pay for.
Right.
And when I'm going to a place like that, I expect good customer service, you fucking assholes. That annoyed me. What are you laughing at?
They eat ass in the dairy aisle at Walmart. That's why you don't want to go there.
Who eats ass?
No, listen.
The customers.
One of the times she was in a fucking mood, okay? Like a bad mood. And it was me, Eric, and her in the car, okay?
Okay.
And we were going to Walmart. And I go, you sure you don't want to go in? And she had an attitude. Like one of those days where you kind of just like learn to scatter like a roach when she's around. Because you're like, she's in one of those moods. Yes. Just leave her the fuck alone. Uh-huh. Okay. And so I'm like, are you sure you don't want to go in? Because I felt bad leaving her in the car, right? And she's like, nah, I'm good.
Why did you go in the first place then?
She's one with for the drive to get out of the house.
Oh, okay? I got you. Okay.
And I was like, are you sure you don't want to go in? Because she wanted to get stuff, but then I ended up just getting it for her, right? And she's like, nah. She's like, fuck that. She's like, all they do is eat ass in the dairy aisle anyways. And I was like, bro, what?
Like, Liz, is your brain open? What do you mean they eat ass in the dairy aisle? Where did you see that?
It's somewhere on TikTok.
Oh my God.
So by the time I got back in the car, she's like, did you see anyone eating ass in the dairy aisle? And I go, sure didn't, but I did see. And I think as I saw someone sucking dick in the meat aisle or something like that.
The look on her and Eric's face when I said it, though, they were both like,
burr? What?
So now that's the running joke.
Oh my God, you poor thing. You and your moods, when you get into those moods, you're just fucking spit.
You know what, though? Since spicy. I've been on my fucking medication, I've been better.
I'm glad. You're probably overstimulated all the time.
Yeah. That's like there's a lot of fucking meetings going on up here with like my 18 personalities. Damn. And I think we just hired another 5.
Did you?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
They're organizing very well. Those are your secretaries.
I got unit secretaries in there now.
You do. You absolutely do. That's fucking fantastic.
I Adderall is a lifesaver. I should have been on it years ago. Fuck, man.
I'm excited for you, honestly. I got off of Wellbutrin.
Did you?
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep.
I got him to give me Clonidine for anxiety.
Did you?
He was hesitant about it. Because I told him, I was like, don't give me fucking Xanax. It doesn't do anything. Don't give me Buspirone because it doesn't do anything. Don't give me Abilify because it doesn't do a fucking thing. Give me some shit.
Clonidine helps?
Yes and no. Mm. It helps better than Buspirone. Mm. But I need something.
So I get that. That's why I got off the Wellbutrin. Was raising my heart rate. So it was making me more anxious.
Mm.
Yep. I wasn't putting two and two together until Erica was talking to me about it. And she was also taking it.
So fun fact that I learned at work. Because, you know, you network while you're at work and you make friends and all that shit, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So one of the nurses that I work with in the ER, shout out to my ER homies. She has asthma just like I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's been a nurse for fucking ever. And I absolutely adore her. And she's always like checking in on me. How's your asthma today? Because I woke up, mine was awful, blah, 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 this, this, and that. And she's been telling me for the better part of 4 or 5 months now, if not longer, when you take your Montanucleus, which is singular, take a Pepcid or a Famotidine, take it together. And I was like, why? And she was like, because the Famotidine helps, there's something in it that helps with, it like works together with the Montanucleus for asthmatics. And let me tell you, every day for the past week and a half, I've taken my Montanucleus with a Pepcid, and I haven't had to be on steroids for the first time in 2 weeks and in the last 6 months.
Holy shit. We learned something about GERD and asthmatics.
Yeah.
In nursing school.
So her pulmonologist over in Seattle told her that.
That's incredible.
He said, if you don't have singular, take Zyrtec, take Allegra, take something, take an allergy medicine, and then take a Pepcid with it.
That's wild.
Right.
Okay.
And I haven't had to do a breathing treatment in over a week.
Ding.
I haven't had to take any steroids. I haven't had to do a fucking thing. I've had to hit my inhaler a couple times, like, but it's been 150 degrees outside.
It is very, yes.
So
very
tight. The humidity has been like, but my chest hasn't been tight. I've actually been able to lay down when I'm sleeping. I know. I
love this for you.
Yeah. It's been great. So now I don't ever want to run out of Singulair and Pepcid.
No.
But it's something I can get over the counter.
Yeah, it's probably cheaper than having to constantly go through all those steroids and shit.
Yeah. That's phenomenal.
But he also gave me steroids on retainer if I need them.
That's good. Oh, good.
So I picked up a prescription of that today. So I have it at home so I don't have to wait for him to fill it. But I have it like just in case.
Did you finally get an appointment with another pulmonologist?
No, because I have to go out of network, which means I'd have to pay out of pocket. But I have to find one in Orlando. So if anybody knows any good pulmonologist, send us an email.
Tell them the email.
unhingedmemoirs@gmail.com.
Oh, I thought we were going to do that later, you know, when they listen to the rest of the episode.
Yeah, well, I think we're pretty much about there. We're at 1 hour and 9 minutes as it is.
We are. So I think we're going to wrap it up, bitches.
Yeah, so with that being said, if you have any good pulmonologists in Orlando area that you would recommend, please send it our way at unhingedmemoirs@gmail.com along with any questions, comments, concerns,
stories, episode topics.
Yeah, any episodes that you want to hear. If you have an idea, please just send us a text message.
Or send us some fucking tea and we'll change your name.
Yeah.
We love tea stories.
Yes, we love tea stories.
I think we want to do, I would love to do like a.
We haven't done that since season one when we had some people send us some stuff.
Before. Yeah.
All we get is that fucking weirdo that wants like to have like a poly relationship.
And with his baby.
Tell me how to blow raspberries.
During diaper changes. What the fuck?
Yeah, don't send us. Please don't send us weird shit.
I will send that directly to the FBI.
Same.
Yeah. No. Absolutely fucking not. Anyway, we're on all major podcast platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, Apple Podcast, all the things.
Amazon. iHeartRadio.
TikTok, Facebook, Instagram.
Snapchat.
All the things.
All of them.
We love you. I'm done.
I'm done too. Are you done?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye, bitches.
Bye.